It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper advocated for two different public lands bills during a committee hearing. The CORE Act would protect more than 400,000 acres on the western slope. It passed out of committee but has never passed the Senate. The other would increase Sarvis Creek Wilderness in Rout County by 7,000 acres. But Chris French with the U.S. Forest Service testified against the bills, saying it's not a priority of the Trump administration.
They're not going to support adding more additional acres into the wilderness protection system until we have been able to work through a number of other goals the administration has.
That includes timber sales and energy and mineral extraction. A former dean of students in the Elizabeth School District is suing. Leellen Condry claims she was fired after speaking up about a book ban.
If you don't agree with the book ban, you speak out against what, you know, the district has done, they'll figure out ways how to remove you.
The lawsuit claims the school district violated Condry's First Amendment rights and discriminated against her. She spoke out against the school board after the district announced in 2024 it would remove 19 books from school libraries. The ACLU is also suing the district over its book ban. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals hears that case in January. This week's winter storms could jumpstart a late ski season, CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
That would be a big deal for ski resorts. Several had to delay opening due to mild, dry weather. Chance Kiso is an editor with the website On the Snow, which tracks snow conditions. He says some of Colorado's resorts opened with only a few runs, or just one, available to guests.
You can only do the same run so many times in a day.
But new snow could open up a lot more terrain. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.